Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic and get ready to sway.
Chris, jump in with dicks on.
Hey, everybody!
Hey!
Got him.
Welcome to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 119 of the podcast.
Almost out of the teens.
Wow. I know. We almost get to, teens. Almost get to rhyme different things.
We were five away from two full years of podcasts in terms of, like, numeric.
Yeah. That's pretty nuts. Yeah. I mean, it's been very, very few times.
That'd be 104.
Yeah,
104. Well, why did I say, somebody
I don't know, I agreed with you, though.
You know, I'm pretty sure there's 64 days in the 62 days in the year.
And 62 weeks.
Yep. I was also thinking, I said it was wrong, right?
Does that mean we already missed our 11-first podcast?
Yeah, we know we said it.
Oh, good, okay.
Don't worry, we made that obscure LOTR reference.
Yeah. Anyway, without any further ado, let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, it's Mark.
Oh, hey, it's RJ.
Oh, hey, it's Nick.
Oh, hey, it's Scott.
Oh, hey, it's LP.
Oh, hey, it's Guy.
Oh, hey, it's B-Wolf.
Oh, hey, it's Cloud.
Oh, hey, it's Tins.
Oh, hey, it's Chris.
Oh, hey, it's Gustav.
Hey, wait, what the fuck?
Who was that the second one? Whoa.
Let's back up a second. We actually have a guest podcaster today. Please welcome a good friend and friend of the show, RJ.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Why is RJ here, Tins?
RJ attended our awareness party because, as you all know, we are coming back. We were raising awareness of the important subject of our weekly shows coming back to Comedy Sports on every Sunday, starting June 10th, of course, at 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois. Anyway, RJ was at the party. He entered a raffle, and he managed to win himself a guest spot on this very podcast, which you are listening to right now. So, RJ, congratulations, and hello.
Hello.
He's also an Octavarius Award winner.
That's true. Yeah.
Best audience member.
That's right.
He's also a very handsome man, ladies.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Look at
him
glasses.
Oh, man.
He's also one of the Octavarius tech support.
Yeah.
So he's very special to us as he's fixed a lot of our problems.
RJ, I just mounted a TV on my wall at my new apartment, but I've got cords dangling down from it, and they don't look very good.
No.
Without drilling holes in my walls that of the place that I'm renting, can I do anything to make it look nice?
Well, you can wrap them in duct tape and have a nice little cylinder going down the wall of that. Or IKEA has some lovely options that you can wrap it in and actually tapes to the wall and just goes in a nice little straight line down.
IKEA,
smart.
Yeah.
Excellent.
What are you most afraid of in life, RJ?
jump right into it without
enough time.
We have the mailbag.
I just felt like if we were asking questions of RJ, like,
you know,
let's get to the good ones.
Tin started it. He wanted to ask his own problems.
Let's do this. RJ, what is your biggest fear in life?
I have two equally large fears.
One of them has to be like a tangible thing.
Okay.
That's not like a concept.
The first one is just failure in general.
Mm-hmm. That's very popular.
Like, came from a lot of like money issues. I'm trying to make it on my own and do everything I can. And the other one is giant titties.
He's been on these.
No, I'm not even kidding.
What?
People who have been to Theater of Ted, I've actually done an act about this before. I've had very vivid, reoccurring nightmares of having
like
fun.
I'm
with
giant. Like talking about D,
okay.
D,
well,
high
E? Like,
L-N-D.
Let him go. Just let him go.
God, I'm so interested.
In about half of them, they'll start like, you know, regular size, like, let's see, B, C, you know. But then, as things are going, they just get bigger and bigger. And they start, like, flippity-flopping around. And something will happen.
LP, you have a computer. You know where you have to go.
And she'll be on top, and they'll just keep getting bigger and bigger. And it'll get to the point that they just suffocate me. And then I wake up, like, in a cold sweat, being terrified of
who
big old tits.
Who do the tits belong to? Are they just like
a mystery woman?
Like a faceless woman. I'm not really paying attention to that at this point.
Faceless woman.
Well, you're
way more horrifying.
It's like looking at the blank in Dick Tracy.
Like that?
Yes.
Oh!
Like it'll just keep going.
But like if you're watching a movie and there's big old titties in there.
Now, do you see the nipples? The nipples mean anything?
They don't really mean anything. I mean.
Okay. To see breasts in your dream symbolize. Now, before I looked up breasts, I looked up giant titties. There was no result for it.
Can't believe it.
But to see breasts in your dream symbolize primal nourishment and your need to be nursed and cared for.
Breasts
represent motherhood, nurturance, and infantile dependency. Alternately, breasts indicate sexual arousal or raw energy. Seeing naked breasts can also denote a feeling of exposure and invasion of privacy, in particular for a woman, which you are not. The dream may indicate anxieties about becoming a woman mother.
So, maybe you were afraid of becoming a woman.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need a lovely lady to take care of you and just nurse you with her.
Turns out if you Google big tits, you come up with a lot of naked women.
Hey, is there a subreddit for tits with arms? Because that would be horrible.
Probably make one.
So in real life, when you encounter, like, say, double D's or more, you just kind of freak you out and you think
is
you're
it double D's? Is that how big they are?
It's that or bigger. I mean,
it sounds like they grow
to,
like,
so I haven't seen them at, you know, when they're getting there, but, I mean, it doesn't freak me out. I mean, it's usually one of those where we're like, meh. But.
Like, you're not interested in those ladies.
Though. Not really. Not as much, no.
United.
No, my rule is if I can palm it like a basketball, like, I mean, not what? Basketball size, but like, if I can palm it, alright.
If you can hold a woman upside down by one of her breasts.
Oh, she.
Ow, what?
That's what you call a keeper.
Yes.
What?
Oh, shit! I was wondering how much longer we were going to go into this. Oh, shit!
What's wrong, Dens?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, as much as I love the fact that we are always asking our podcast guests about their deepest fear, and I love perhaps even more that we're looking into the meaning of them always on dreammoods.com.
Official sponsor.
Official.
Well, my problem here is that I have completely forgotten the mailbag.
Uh-oh. You almost got away with it this week.
If it wasn't for that meddling Mark, who has the mailbag.
Mark!
Opening it up.
That made a lot more noise than I thought it would.
I can't believe it. I was able to hear it over here.
It's going to make a lot of noise in people's headphones, I'll tell you that right now.
This letter comes to us from one Father Time.
Oh, wow.
And
don't you mean Father Time?
isn't that what I said?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
What father to say?
Mr. I'm wrote, Dear Octavarius, I am pretty damn old. And I mean that in the most obvious way I could possibly mean that. In that I've lived for a very long amount of time. And.
We're doing this.
It's a long story.
We're doing this.
Let him go. Let him
eat the cookies. But you guys, from the sounds of your virile young voices on this podcast, and also the videos that I've seen, appear to be younger. But as the seconds tick by, minute after minute, do you feel the crushing grip of age upon yourselves? Also, what is up with kids these days?
Tell me about it.
Sounds like typical father.
Thanks for writing in, Father.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Father!
Father!
We actually have a lot of June birthdays among us.
Summer birthdays are big, and June specifically, I think almost half the group is June birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There's four of us, right?
Do you guys subscribe to any of that, you know, like horoscopes? And like, you think being born in a specific time of year gives you specific traits?
I do feel that you, Chris, Lisa, Keith, and Mark are Chris. I feel like you guys are not really similar at all.
No.
I don't see.
Although, I think, to be fair, technically Mark is on the different break.
Plane.
Yeah, we're Geminis. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck Mark is.
And I buy the new alignment by the new way of doing it.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I know, but let's not do that because that's too confusing.
That is very confusing.
But, I've never really, I don't subscribe to any sort of astrology. I don't believe that our personalities are destined in the stars by when we were born. But it's entirely possible that the actual time of year, you know, the season that you were born in, could have altered you developmentally.
I believe, that during different times of your development, like different stages, to have winter happen and that crucial time in your, like, 2 months of your life where you're learning whatever skill might give you a different attitude toward that specific skill, which might relate to more of your decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible that people born around the same time would have similar traits.
Even more innate things, like if perhaps you're a spring baby and maybe you're introduced to pollens and danders and things in the first couple months of your life more than you would be, say, in the dead of winter. Perhaps that does something to you.
That's true.
How would you guys explain people that, like, make maps, like astrology maps for a living, than, like,
full of shit.
I think they are liars.
Every single last one of them, totally full of shit.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I think it's bullshit. But I do think there's a fun aspect to it.
I mean, just as the same.
I check it out all the time.
Just the same as like a fortune cookie. It's kind of, it's fun. You like to be able to derive some sort of meaning out of it. And I think everyone can take their astrological sign and garnish some sort of meaning from it, because I think they're all sort of, they're universal enough that we can all glean some sort of truths from it.
Yeah.
So I think that's very natural for us to want to find a little bit more order and meaning in an otherwise very chaotic life.
I wonder, too, part of the reason I don't like my astrological sign is it's Cancer, and I don't want to have Cancer.
That's true.
That's not how that goes.
I'm aware, but just whenever I hear the name Cancer, it just makes me think of the thing I care much more about than my astrological
Libra
sign.
I want to fucking be a book when I get older.
Yeah. I don't want to grow up to be a book.
I'm Aquarius.
So growing up, for everybody, I mean, there's like, you know, I remember, I hearken back to when I was in elementary school, and let's say I was in third grade. And I saw the fourth graders. For some reason, in my mind, that was a much bigger deal than it was. And then when I was in fourth grade, I saw the fifth graders, and I thought they were so much further along. And that would keep going until I think I realized that, or I would see high schoolers. And when I was a high schooler, I wouldn't think it was the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's everybody has such a different path of growing up, that, and you do change with time. And also when you're a kid, you think you're smart and think no one listens to you. And when you get older, you look at kids and realize all kids are stupid. And it really is that most of them are not informed well enough to make the right decisions. They are just ignorant to how the world works. So as we get older, like, is it a lot of us as people, like, becoming used to and accepting the bad things as reality that, like, makes us harsher, and by getting older and becoming wiser, we understand that, like, failure is
necessary. You're less naive. You've made the mistakes before. You know, a lot of the time, I mean, the reason why people will be so hard, or why people, you know, it's, I mean, you get burned throughout life, and then you know, it's our natural impulse. Once you touch the stove and you know it's hot, you're less likely to touch the stove.
Right.
And the things you would do without thinking twice when you're younger, somewhere in your life you're probably going to get burned by it, and, you know, you keep with that.
I feel like I've only become more optimistic the older I get.
Oh, yeah?
Because I've seen less barriers, and I've seen more of how things work, and I feel less alone. The older I get, because I see that so many people go through very similar experiences that I do, and I realize that there is, or as I've gotten older, I've felt that there are less things separating us than we really think, and so there isn't. I feel a lot more connected to people that come from different cultures or different things. Like, for example, when I was a kid, I might be freaked out by the homeless dude, but as an adult, I look at him and think, like, ah, man, I could be, like, 4 months away from you. You know, like,
yeah. Who knows?
I,
yeah,
you never know. Gross. I feel very, I feel very connected to different through to everybody as
well. Like when you're in high school and you're in schools and you're looking at the people above you. You know, when you start out, there's all these prohibitive things. There's all these things you're not allowed to do until you're older. And age is such an arbitrary barrier. You know, if you're 14, you could be more mature than somebody who's 16 or 17, but it doesn't really matter. So you're waiting because you have to just wait. It's just a length of time until you get to the next thing. And then after a certain point, they don't really have, like, prohibitions on that anymore. There's not really many things you can do when you're 22 that you're just not allowed to do until you're 20. You know, like, there's less barriers, I guess, on age, so you start, like, you stop trying to want to be older. And
isn't there still ageism between, like, a 30-year-old and a 50-year-old in an office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's always going to be.
Yeah, sure.
But nobody's wanting to be 50 because of that.
Right. There's a tremendous amount of ageism. I think they call it reverse ageism, where people think that folks that are older are out of touch
right.
at the office. And so there's a lot of people that are in business or law or whatever you want to, you know, whatever type of field, they'll get plastic surgery, they'll dye their hair, they'll get hair plugs, they'll get their eyes done, all sorts of things to make them look younger so they don't appear like the old person at the office.
Because I feel like when old people never see themselves as old until like at just a certain time when you realize that, like, oh my God, I'm that old guy now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think it's very common for people to always be like, have their mentality of they're much younger than they actually are, only because that was the prime of their life and the best times, and then the time goes on, then they're that guy.
Have you guys experienced that in your lives? You're a little younger than me. But have you
when I went back to college, or when we went like to college, like to Oberlin, when we went there, I felt a little of it, in the sense that like I'm like I just don't belong at this kind of place. Or I felt over it. I felt over it.
It's over.
Yeah, but like, but you can remember. But you can remember being that age and seeing that guy.
I remember,
that's you at that party.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember if a young me were to see me at that party, I'd be like, "What the fuck is that like dude doing?" He's like this old dude at the party.
He's got to be like 32.
He looks just like me.
I don't know. Because we'd have LP, we'd have bar parties, and you knew a lot older people than we were.
Yeah.
I would always, it was always one thing. It was always just like, it's like, I don't really trust that guy because I can't relate to them as well.
Yeah.
Well, I just assume since they're older than me that they're judging me, so
yes.
I judge them.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because, well, I don't know.
Because I'm in the vulnerable position of being, like, especially if you're a minor at a party and you're drinking, which you shouldn't do, no one should do. But if you are in that scenario,
cool.
then you know that you're the ignorant
unless you
one.
Cool.
Like, you know that you're in the wrong,
uh-huh.
and, like, this person, and you know you're behaving dumb. So when you see someone older than you at that party, you're assuming, oh, they're totally judging me because I'm behaving like a moron.
But, like, at the same time, you get, I think one of the things about growing older is that, like, you realize that when you were growing up, like, when you're a kid and something bad happens, they tell you, just go tell an adult. Find a trusted adult and go tell them. And then you get older and you realize the adults don't actually know what the fuck they're doing 90% of the time.
We don't have the answers.
They're just in a situation where you expect it. So you assume that these, you know, like you're so awkward when you're a kid and stuff, and you assume that that goes away when you get older. And then the older you get, you look at, like, the people you know, and you look at your family members and stuff, and you're like, oh, it's still very awkward to be, for, you know, 40-year-old people do awkward things all the time, and they don't know what to say, and half the time they don't know how to deal with problems, and they're not necessarily the best with money or life decisions.
Idiots you went to school with grow up to be idiot adults. Like, I finally understand my parents, or any parents, when they said, well, you're like, when you say, well, Michael's parents let him do that, and they say, well, I'm not Michael's parents, what they're really saying is, yeah well, Michael's parents are pieces of shit, and they're shitty parents for letting him do that. They are bad people, and they're stupid.
You can look like an adult.
But they can't
like
say that, obviously.
Yeah.
Some can. Do, but parents normally don't do that to their child. But that's really what they're saying, yeah. And I'm going to have to deal with that too, because I know plenty of people who are my age and older who are so stupid and aren't going to get better. And that or they aren't going to change their mindset. Like the people that I know in Tennessee who are extremely conservative, Christian people who are fight against and rally against homosexuality.
You watched that lady on the Anderson Cooper show.
Yes, I did. Her? She was such a moron. But just all these people who are super dumb grow up, and they're still super dumb.
And just the reverse, sometimes I feel like people my age or younger are just way smarter than I am at being an adult. Like, I sometimes feel like I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't I get that? Why don't I know how to use a fucking hammer? What the fuck? I'm a 26-year-old male. I don't have a fucking hammer in my house. What kind of world do we live in?
You, Kostavi's saying all this in a Hawaiian shirt.
Dude, it's Memorial Day, and of course I'm wearing.
You don't have a set of tools, Kostavi?
I don't have a set of tools.
I was so excited when I got my first set of tools. Yeah. I very much felt like an adult.
I have a ragtag assembly of tools. I don't have a toolbox.
You have a fair set of tools.
Yeah, no, I've got a screwdriver. I've got a great little ratcheting thing with a billion different heads you can alternate on. Mm-hmm. I've got two kinds of hammers, a mallet and a normal hammer.
Honestly, that's one of those things that I never would have thought as a kid that I would appreciate having. And now that I've got it, I just moved into a new apartment, and I've been using my tool set constantly. To be able to have a full set of tools all in one place, all neatly organized, and every little piece is there. It's just a blessing. You love that it's there.
Well, I think the mark of being an adult is, having to spend money on shit that's not fun at all. Like, when you go and buy a mop, you're an adult.
Yeah.
You buy a mop, or you're buying, a scrub brush, or you're buying curtains, or you're buying something that's not fun at all.
Do you try and make those things fun? Like, when I go and buy a mop, I get all, Tim Allen on it, and I want to get the best fucking mop.
I'm pretty excited about the boring shit that I buy, actually. Yeah.
I try to get, the most rocking mop, where I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to want
a
mop.
I bought
this.
A plunger, and I'm like, I hope it's a plunger, and it was. And, it just sucked, because I had to spend, $10 on it.
I don't know if you saw the plunger we got. I got it because it has a clear handle. It's clear.
I have that same mop. I got it because it's the cheapest one at Target.
I got it that way, but I also got it because it was clear, and I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I have one that has a little home, so when I put it down,
I had problems with that.
So it conceals the filthy, shit-covered end of it.
As an adult, clean my plunger. So
what?
It's not shit-covered.
How?
Yeah, I'm not that adult yet.
How do I clean the plunger?
Yeah.
Do you put soap in the toilet water?
Like in the shower?
I peel back the stuff in the shower and I
get
sure
shit juice on that floor.
That's amazing. There's shit juice that's going somewhere.
I also clean the shower. Like, this isn't like a...
See, I flush it. And I sort of spin the plunger in the plunger.
Dude, it's proven it works.
I fling it a bit so it spins really quick and gets a bunch of water to rinse it really well.
That's when I'm drunk, but I'm
not doing a lot of plunging when I'm drunk.
Or cleaning my plunger.
I remember your apartment in college, you had the coolest gadgets. I remember your sink was automatic.
That's right. Yeah, RJ rules. RJ's place was like fucking the man's apartment, and Tim Allen speak. We're talking about Tim Allen stuff.
Everything's just perfect and pretty.
It's amazing.
High tech.
I think didn't the water change color or something?
Yeah. If it was hot
with
water
lights,
coming out, it would
light.
Be red with an LED light, and it would be blue if it was cold.
Where did you live?
I even went to RJ's place when he lived in the dorm. His dorm room kicked ass.
You're Iron Man.
I had a TiVo in my dorm. It was awesome.
Dude, you had DDR thing
DDR.
Set up.
That's how we met.
Yeah, and he had and a mini fridge, and he had secret beer, and it was great.
It was basically if
so
Tim
fun.
Allen inhabited the same universe as 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Wow.
The space part, not the monkey part.
Now, RJ, what were you like as a kid? Were you very different than how you are right now?
Not really. I was really picky then. I was maybe a little messier, but I remember I was very demanding as a child. I was an only child, so I had a lot of that going with it. One day, I remember my dad was mowing the lawn, and I had my little bubble mower, and I ran out of bubbles. I
had one of those. Oh.
And I'm like, Dad, can you refill it? He's like, yeah, not now. I'm like mowing the lawn. Like, give me like 5 minutes. So naturally, I wanted it then because I wanted to mow alongside with my dad. And so what I did in the meantime was I took a rock and on our 89 Lincoln Town Car carved RJ is sad on the side of it. My mother was furious. My father looks at it and goes, he's 3 years old. He spelt that perfectly.
Yeah, that's really pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That very was good.
You're an exceptional
Vandal.
Person, RJ.
You remember that one since you were three?
Well, my father likes to remind me of that concert.
Oh, yeah, that is a pretty good story. So.
How could you not bring that up to your kid?
Oh, yeah.
Like, over
oh,
and gosh. Over and over again.
Oh. Yeah. But you sort of said at the beginning that you've come from a place of... where you didn't have a lot of money as a person or perhaps a family.
Right.
And now you're trying to make yourself in a situation where that is not an issue at all.
Yes.
And in all my experience of, like, knowing you, you've always had all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you had, like, it's clear that you have way more money than me. And it's well-deserved. You do way more work than I do.
Thank you.
But, like, that. I mean, is that, so is... having, like, wealth, like, part of your growing up and, like, and your process of who you've become? Like, how have you changed, I guess?
Honestly, like, my parents used to be really good with money, and then when I was, like, 7, like, it all just kind of went downhill, and, like, I started working at 15, and, like, since, like, I had to get my own cell phone, I had to, when my parents were still on 56K dial-up modem, I was the one who, I want DSL. Well, I had to pay for it. So I kind of just kept doing that. I paid entirely for my college, which is great for student loans right now, 6 years. But, yeah. So, I mean, it's just been one of those things where it's not about wealth, really. I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean,
you want to enjoy the place you live.
Exactly.
Have all the things you like.
And exactly. Be independent, I think, is part
that's
of it.
That's the goal. Yeah, that's the goal of every American.
I definitely...
Yeah.
It's an American dream.
You are living proof.
It's hard for me to feel entirely like an adult living in Chicago, being as poor as I am. I see all
could
of these
poor.
Things that the adults... I could be poor. Mm-hmm. But I see all these things that the adults go and enjoy, and they go out to dinners, and they get to go see all these cool shows.
I felt really...
You do that,
quite,
though. I was gonna say you go out to dinner at nice places. Yeah, I mean not like every day, but you go out to nice dinners. And
not
shows.
Very
man.
Often.
I was on a boat today, like with Erica's father
right.
owns a boat, and so I never felt more like exactly how you're saying than by watching him. First, he had a boat.
Yeah.
I couldn't even dream, and it was like an awesome boat. Like it had like two beds and shit, and like fucking like
what.
A
beds on a boat?
In the boat, yes. And
in the boat?
And guess what?
Beds?
There was art on the walls of the boat.
Oh,
of boats. Appropriate. And he also knew the words for the things on the boat. Like the bow or fucking, I don't know what
well,
else.
You gotta get a license.
He, well, he just knew about boats then.
I don't know.
He was a man with a boat that knows about boats.
That's
probably
a thing
good.
That I never have. I'll never have that much money to have.
You know, what made me feel so adult is this weekend that I moved into Tins's old room,
mm-hmm.
and I also
mm-hmm.
organized our prop and costume closet. It made me feel so grown up to go with Mark to Target, buy some shelving units, buy some bins, come back.
I think that is another maybe mark of adulthood and a mark of growing older is like, I had a pretty nice time this weekend trying to organize my new place and figure out exactly where everything goes. Like, it's a bunch of work, and, you know, you'd really rather not be doing it, but
mm-hmm.
there's also something satisfying in decorating and organizing a room where you can really appreciate it once it's done. And I had that same sort of experience when I walked into your room, because you've only had that room for, like, 4 or 5 days now. And
yeah.
I walked into that room, and I was like, wow, this is a well-organized room.
Yeah.
I think you don't have that kind of experience when you're younger. You don't really care how shit is organized. You care if there's cool shit, but you don't really care how it's put together.
I get so excited to like plan things like that out. I like measure, and I got super pumped this Christmas, and I got a 25-foot tape measure.
Ooh,
pretty big. So you know, I can think out things, and I even though I was digging through other stuff, and I found like old instructions for how to build a puppet like that I designed, and I had drawn them out on graph paper, and it was all the correct sizing and all the correct widths and everything.
It looks like the drawings of a silly Da Vinci. It's pretty goofy to look at if you ever get to see it.
And yeah. I realize I totally love just planning things out, and that's so boring.
No, that's a different part of the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very cool.
Adult.
I felt like an adult recently because I bought a couch that I didn't get from a dumpster.
Dude, that's very awesome. Nice. You're sitting on a dumpster couch.
Yeah. Every time I ever I never owned a couch, and when I did, it was because I'm like, who the fuck would throw this couch away? There's no reason you would throw a couch that's only this, you know, like, it's not that bad. It's a fine couch. And then I'd sleep on it, and now I'm like, I bought a couch, and I didn't just fucking take it from garbage. Like,
yeah, man.
What kind of couch was it, Chris?
Something from IKEA. Nice little leather couch. Sure.
Is it like a love seat, or is it like full couch?
No, it's a couch.
Wow. This is a couch.
Although I want a love seat. That's another mark of being an old man. I think if you get like your chair and like you get real grumpy about people sitting in your chair because you're like, that's my fucking chair. That's a mark.
I got that chair.
That's a step beyond the couch.
I love my wife so much, but if she's in my chair sometimes, I'm like, hey, come on.
Hey.
You know the deal.
You have to leave the apartment now.
I'll see you tomorrow.
No rules.
When you invited us all to your wedding, Scott, and I was just like thinking about what to get you, I thought like, man, Scott's gonna be a man now. He's a husband. Husband should have a chair.
Yeah.
And literally, all of us like thought that was a fun idea. And it was, and everybody went to go try out chairs together. And we tried out like what would be Scott's man chair.
Such a fun chair adventure.
Yeah.
That's another sign of being an adult it's fun to go in furniture stores and sit on shit.
I like that as a kid though.
I got to have to sit in all the chairs because I was the closest to your size.
Yeah.
So I had to go test if the leg
thing was
okay.
Helped deliver it with B-roll.
Yeah, we brought it over.
The other thing I just realized is that it's your chair, but we gave it to you for both of your wedding.
Yeah, of course.
And she sits in it, you know.
She sits in it.
Sometimes I'm like, okay.
She's got a butt. You can
but
sit.
For the most part, it's my chair.
I felt like it was partially a gift to Susan in that it would keep Scott in one place.
Oh, and she recognizes his power.
No
doubt.
It would keep him in one place. It makes him happy to come home. It's just, there are a lot of things that it does for everybody. But really, yes,
you know,
Scott enjoys most of the
benefits. Another thing that day that we enjoyed was another adult's new toy, which was your father's smoker, right?
Oh, yes.
So, like, I think that's kind of an adult mark is when, you know, like, your dad does have, like, hobbies. He builds stuff. He flies planes. But he was like, you know what? I've got some extra money. I like eating. I'm buying a smoker.
Dude, if I could have a smoker, I'd have a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You just have smoked meat. Give it to your friends and family members.
But like, because, you know, a smoker is not, I wouldn't say necessary in a modern kitchen.
No.
They're awesome.
But it's a great luxury.
Yeah, but like, and I think those are interesting adults, like, as a teenager or college student, like, you'd never think, like, I want to grow up and own a smoker.
My dad got a smoker at one point, too.
Yeah.
I love buying stuff that you would ask your parents to buy for you when you were a kid, and they'd say, no, we can't buy that, or no, that's too expensive, no, that's not insane. I love making one of those purchases, being like, ha!
Like what? What kind of items?
Like candy when you're checking out of the grocery store.
Yeah, something as
Mark
stupid as that.
Mark always rewards himself at the end of a grocery
store. Dude, shopping
visit.
Is so hard.
It's like candy that's not on sale. Or too much. It's like, you know what? I really want this piece of candy right now.
And I'm going to get a king size.
Sorry, Dad.
Who the fuck is going to stop me? No one.
In that same vein, you make a lot of stupid purchases other than that. I know what you're talking about. Well, I had to get art, which is an adult kind of thing to do. That's not like a poster of a movie. No offense to you.
Got a frame
too. No
offense.
Those
are some awesome
you.
Movie posters.
No, they're great, but I can't have one.
I just got a Men in Black 3 poster.
I need a frame. It has to be framed.
They are framed.
Like, so where did you go to get art?
I went to a website called art.com.
Are you serious?
Which was actually, it was very helpful. I had like a whole bunch of styles. like genres, subgenres of art.
Or are they like prints of famous works of art? That kind of
They're thing? Everything. Like people put like can put their art on the website and sell it through the website.
I'm gonna look for that painting that you did while you keep talking.
Oh, and yes, so I found this artist. Who's probably my favorite artist in the world?
Who's your favorite?
His name is like Fiori.
Oh, I found it.
You found it?
Yes, totally found it.
All he does are pictures of like our classical portraits, like 1800 portraits of like colonial people, you know, people and generals, all that stuff, but with dog heads.
It's a Yorkie. It's a Yorkie.
It's the greatest thing ever. I bought one.
Oh,
frame.
What is yours?
Mine's I think it's a one. He's a general. It's like a Scottish.
Will it say what the original painting was? But then
It'll say everything. It'll say like who did it, and you can get what kind of size you want. You can get a frame. It's a Scottish dog, I think. Is the head?
I think my favorite art. The title is "The Officer's Mess."
Yes, I think that's the one I got.
That's it? Oh, that's so.
Is that the one?
Oh,
man.
Let me see.
See, my... I got psyched.
That's the one. That's the second one I'm gonna get. I'm gonna get that one. I got another one first to see if my mail works.
I got psyched when I bought my first art, too. The Brandon Bird painting.
Is that this one?
Yeah, and then we got it all into getting, you know, Nobody Wants to Play Sega with Harrison Ford, Bad Day on the High Seas. We had the Christopher Walken one in the bathroom. We have so many. And then Keith went even further and commissioned a painting from Billy Walsh.
Yeah, I commissioned a Futurama Mount Rushmore that has Zoidberg, Bender, Fry, and the professor as the Mount Rushmore presidents. Mount Futuremore.
Yeah. Well, you gotta get frames, though. That's what I've discovered.
Well, this one's great, because it's like a tapestry, so you don't have to. It's like
and
still on.
Frames are expensive. I had to go to a frame store and be like, and then they had questions like, "What were the dimensions?" I didn't have any.
Well, first of all, you know what? You can go to Target and get like $10 frames, but you know what? You gotta know the dimensions.
That's the thing. I gotta go.
You should get a tape measure like Keith.
Hobby Lobby's got frames.
Dude, they're great.
What, tape measures?
Yeah, you can imagine.
I know.
Things.
I believe you.
You can also pretend that they're your dick.
Oh, yes.
Like, you can measure a room, and then you can take graph paper. You can assign a block, like a block for a foot, and then you can like draw out things. It's amazing.
You can pull it out like it's 2.5 feet long, and just be like,
see how long it can go before it flips over.
I know what one is. Of course, I've done.
Do you guys ever? Did you ever, when you were kids or now, just extend it as far as you could, and then wait for someone to walk by?
And just knock it over,
and then just let it go. And it eats itself up to the person where they're running by.
Definitely.
And when it gets to the end, it spins really flat fast and like flings itself around itself.
Ah.
It stinks.
It's amazing. It's so fun.
Makula, can you think of a moment in your life?
I'm here. What?
Can you think of a moment in your life where you were like, I'm now officially an adult?
I don't like to think of myself as an adult. To be honest, that's why I haven't said anything. I mean, sure, I pay rent and utilities. I'm living for the first time by myself in a studio. I don't like to think... because I don't make that much money in what I do. So I like to think of myself as just...
adults are finite. It's like the end.
Yeah, so I think of myself as a grad student in my head. That's why I justify all purchases or any debt I have. I'm like... I'm a grad student.
Well, you're like a grown-up 13-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how I literally think
this
of...
This is how... You know,
that's how we all are.
That.
I think we all are. Something like just 13 years
older
old.
Looking.
We're like older. And we fuck a lot more.
A lot more.
Like a lot more. Like at all.
RJ, did you ever have like a defining I'm an adult moment? Or do you still feel like, I'm pretty young?
I think it was when I started getting in and out of the car and making that noise.
You have pains?
It's not really pains, it's just like...
I make that noise sometimes.
Yeah,
I have pains,
like when you get up and down like from a chair, if you like bend over to pick something, you're like... like
well, that's the thing, man. Like, like any ailment now, like or anything that's wrong with me now, it's like, oh, is this it? This is how it starts? Like, it's all downhill,
right?
Like, all life is downhill from right now. So it's like your body is literally just deteriorating. So it can always...
Depressing.
I know. And so, like, any moment, it's like, well, this is... Now I have this limp. That's just what I have because I'm getting older and my body's deteriorating. And so it's just like any... Now it's just you have to be constantly vigilant. and trying to keep yourself alive.
I do. Yeah. I do find myself looking up ailments more often now.
Speaking of ailments, LP, can you tell everyone what you just found?
Yeah, I found an article.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, Miami man eating. Zombie shot and killed after eating victim's face, nose, and eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, this guy is crazy. This guy, a cop rolls up on a man eating another man's face, pulls out his gun, and says, hey, stop that.
The well, doesn't yeah, but stop that, it. That man that's eating the face is totally naked.
Yeah.
Huh. Naked. It's disgusting.
They think he was a zombie?
He's told, yeah, he's naked. He told to stop, if I recall, and then he's shot.
Yeah,
couple
and,
times.
He keeps and he on keeps on eating until he dies of the more being shot more.
He's a literal zombie.
Well, but why would a zombie go for the face? It's, there's not really a lot of
nutrition. It's to the brain. But it's so much more tender. And it's
cheek,
the brain
man.
Is.
There's a lot of good meat in the cheek that you know you don't immediately.
Dude,
do.
That's true. They do.
He's obviously not
well.
Man cheek.
Protein.
It's a decent cut of meat, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just shaking his head. No, he's not.
Nope.
No, I'm saying the people can't hear. So
audio is cut out in the live stream feed. Thanks, live stream.
Oh, no, you can't
hear. Well, the people download this.
Hey, RJ, what do you want to tell? Because this is going to be coming out Friday. Yes, Tince? As it
yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
So, and you listen to the podcast a lot, yes?
Yeah.
Are you going to download this podcast?
Probably.
What would you like to tell your future self?
Your future
you're
going
to be listening
self.
To this podcast, and so, well, and chances are you'll maybe have forgotten what you told yourself, if you're anything like me. What would you like to tell yourself? Talk to yourself, man.
How about just, you know what? Hey, future self. How you doing? It's Friday. It's Friday. You get to relax now. You get to go to some sweet parties. You're probably gonna dress as a television for one of those. Yeah, future me. You'll understand what that means. You have a good day.
Thank you. This is RJ talks to his future self.
That's great.
Thank you. That was
good. That's gonna be a treat for.
You're gonna love that. Man. You're gonna have to wear a TV costume.
That was so reassuring.
Can I go back now?
Oh, of course.
That was comfortable.
Yes.
Nice.
It's very nice. I like that shirt. Good shirt.
I'm trying to tweet a picture.
You know, that's an adult thing too. Is like having a wardrobe that looks semi-respectable.
Man, my wardrobe
yeah,
is so shitty.
It's just so tough.
The past like few years, I'm like, man, shit. I need adult clothes.
Live with LP. He'll yell at you if you're not at all looking proper.
You're wearing a woman's t-shirt right now.
Am I really?
That's Carolyn's t-shirt.
Why do I have it? Why do I have this?
I don't, because you stole it from her.
I love that you haven't mentioned it until just now.
I thought you knew.
No, I don't.
You've talked to her about how she, because she worked at PNC, and then she mentioned one time that you that was her shirt, and you there was like some back and forth.
Why do I have, no, I don't.
Because you liked it. I think is what it was, and then she didn't care.
She gave away clothes one day.
She did give away. That could have been it. She could have given it to you.
I didn't want to wear shirts.
But that's her shirt.
Okay. Whoops.
I was just noticing it.
Yeah, I had a wardrobe attempt about 2 years, actually just 2 years ago, and I have yet to buy any other clothes for 2 years.
A wardrobe attempt? You mean? You
well, like I went to Macy's and because they had this giant sale. It actually worked out awesome. They had a sale on shirts and on pants, and it was like because I needed new work stuff because I was getting a new job, and I never worked at a place that actually cared before. Mm-hmm. So, and I ended up getting like pants. You know, pants were like half off, and I had some like friends and family weekend 25% discount on top of any other discounts. So. So I ended up getting like over 60% off on like pants, shirts, and all. Ended up getting like a whole wardrobe, but now it's a lot. It's all like older, and I hate it all.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I feel like girls have to have constantly have like new clothes for every occasion,
yeah.
Whereas guys right, can like lady. Get away more with repeating things.
I wear the same thing all the time.
I feel like
because guys don't keep track of that like girls do.
I have like two fancy shirts.
I feel like girls not only dress like impress guys, but also dress for each other. Like, oh, I'm cute.
Yeah, you
were
well,
talking
do
about
that.
This
for each other.
A little while ago. I ran into someone who I had who had the same shirt as me, and I was psyched. Right, whereas you ran into someone who had the same dress as you and were had to change. You were so mortified. But and so I just think guys don't care. They're like, all right, someone. Because I'm like, oh, someone bought the same shirt as me. You have similar tastes as me. Is the shirt working out good for you?
I like the shirt.
I also like the shirt. It's working great.
I get so thrilled when I notice a guy is wearing the same pants as me. I'm just like, hey, man. Because I very much am choosy about the cut of jeans that I wear and just, mm-hmm. you know, how they fit.
And I don't think I'd be able to tell. You're able to tell if it's the same pants?
I just know the label. I know the fucking label on my pants. That's the only brand I buy.
There's so many different cuts and all that good stuff.
Yeah, Brian and I had the problem of not being able to find pants that fit us. We both, like, we had the length and the width problem. I had the same thing, right? I can recognize, I'm so specific in finding jeans that fit. I know exactly what they look like, what the thing is on the back. So I'll be like, oh, that guy's wearing the exact same jeans as me. This finding jeans that fit me is impossible.
Those are Susan's jeans, by the way. How did I get them? How did I?
That's good. That's good. Yeah, it's difficult. It's just so many set rules. You're so responsible now.
It's tough because, you know, like, and like every shirt you buy, every pair of pants you buy, it's just a necessity. You wear it for necessity and you wear it for fashion, but every time you buy something like that, you're like,
it's not a necessity though, right? You don't need a couch. You don't need, you just could have like a robe or anything.
Yeah, but
like
you
that.
Feel like in, you know, in this society, in this day and age, like you need a couch. I gotta have a couch.
Yeah.
I hate equating purchases to like work time, but I find myself doing it. Like, if I buy like a new pair of jeans, I'm like, oh man, there's like a whole, you know, night shift, or there's like a whole day at work. I'm like, no, I can't think of it like that. It's all a waste, pot of money.
Would you guys ever do plastic surgery when you get older?
Gross, never.
Only to add new features.
Second nose.
Yeah, you know, some extra brows.
Like eyebrows?
Yes, maybe some like cheek fins.
I feel like everyone says they won't do plastic surgery, but then like 30% of people.
Oh, there's gonna be a way better solution for us.
Oh yeah,
it better be.
I hope so. Yeah, I just don't care.
I just freaks me out that people like would inject chemicals into them. Like,
well, I guess it's usually
similar things.
It's usually when people get older, obviously, and then people tend to have a little more money when they're older than at a younger age. So I feel like that's like a luxury that they can afford. Like I don't want to have plastic surgery right now or ever. And I can't afford to do plastic surgery.
You don't need to look in the mirror and be a constant reminder of you're going to die soon.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, we're all going to be just old, getting older. So
just,
we're gonna
just
die.
Skip the smoker and get your eyes done.
See, this is interesting though, because in my family, my parents are totally not the type where it's like, I'm 40, but I feel like I'm 20. Like, they're like, man, we're old.
What?
And that's how they talk. They're like totally, you know, like, I was raised to like learn that, like, well, you know, death's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen. So
I'm glad they tell you that.
Why kid yourself?
Yeah.
And you know, there's comfort.
Why not end it now? You're headed toward the hole. Why not put a hole closer?
So it doesn't like accepting your age.
So close, it's in your head.
Yeah. I mean, you're like, sometimes that happens. Like, you can't, you know, you gotta fucking buy it.
Yes,
you fucking gotta scrub
what
your plunger,
you
man.
Accept your age, but you just say, I want to look better.
I don't like it.
What about if
that makes too dangerous? You might just end up, because you've seen those ones where they look like shit afterwards. Like, they do it, and then they're like monstrous people.
But what if it could look good? I'm just saying, you know, like,
you
let's say, ideally, let's say you could get a surgery and you'd look better. Would you do that if you were older? I guess that... trying to eliminate outs.
Pretty good.
I'd say you're pretty par.
Probably
the course.
That's sweet. I'll take that for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to age. What if I look shitty?
That's part of the deal of life.
Well, I think that's another thing that men have it much better than women, is men age much better than women do usually.
Yeah, we get so sexy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
There's hot moms or some hot girls.
But women are attracted to older men.
Sorry, between.
Like women, like, you know, like in high school and stuff, they always say the girls mature faster than the boys, so they're always they look for older men.
I don't think they're looking for older men because of their looks, though. I think they're looking for older men societally because that provides stability.
They got those daddy issues.
Yeah, but I mean, like, A lot of times, like, if you're a silver-haired fox, man, you can, you know.
That touch of gray.
Yeah, but what way do they see these cheek wings here?
It's like Sean Connery, you know? People think Sean Connery is, you know, women love Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's
always
sharp. It's that pointy, like,
yeah, cheek, man. Doesn't matter.
Cheek, like, brackets.
He doesn't look too old.
That might be the style.
Spikes. Now.
Yeah, we'll probably have something. I mean, because there's so much money in that field, we'll probably have something totally different by the time we need it.
And then it'll be a lot cheaper then too.
Like
so.
Face off. Just get a new face.
Yeah, totes.
But it's a little extreme.
You can only have Nicolas Cage's face.
I consider it. The laser only prints him out. We can't figure it out.
I think Scott had some work done. He looks a lot like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, guys.
Do you think we'll ever get to the point in the future where people can fill out a donor card that says that when they die, they're going to donate their face?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. That's horrifying, because then the only faces people would want were those of people who died really young.
Yeah. You'd also have...
That'd be horrifying.
Every once in a while...
to my face.
Every once in a while, people would have the experience where a loved one dies, and a couple weeks later, they see some dude wearing his face.
I don't think it's going to be that popular. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be that popular, but you're going to hear one news story about it at least.
Right.
But no, the news story is going to be like, and then they fell in love.
No, yeah, that would be it. That's a story I want to read about, for sure.
So the man who's getting his face eaten, he was already dead, right? Like, he was dead.
He's not dead yet.
He wasn't dead yet? Wait.
No.
The man who had his face eaten is still alive, fighting for his life in a hospital.
So we can Google him.
I want to know why it happened. What was the before?
No, he just is missing most of his eyelids, nose, and face.
So wait, like, that dude just jumped in? Did he know the zombie?
Everything else.
Or did the zombie just, like, jump in?
This is a developing story, Mark.
Yeah,
I don't have all the zombie details.
That's terrifying.
But I know that...
Hey, RJ, real quick. What would your worst way to die? What would it be? besides smothering.
I don't know if that would be the worst.
No. I just can't get around it. It's like such a great way to die. But
you can't get around
it. I would say, like, think of in True Lies, where he's got the flamethrower, but then the guy blows the rocket launcher at him, and Arnold Schwarzenegger has to dive into the water, and the flames shooting behind him. What if he jumps in that spot where there's oil? So he just makes out, but he's underwater, and he's on fire at the same time, so you're drowning and on fire at the same time.
Oh, wow. No.
That would be the worst.
That's terrible. Is that impossible?
Yeah, maybe. Man, if you're covered in whatever...
Fire and drown?
Yeah, fire.
Oh, wow. You know what? If only someone was stabbing you while it happened, that would be
Or if, like, a swordfish just rammed you. That'd be great.
Awesome.
I can't trust those swordfish, man.
I know. Terrible golfers.
I would never take a dip from a swordfish.
No, but I would take a dip from Cloud.
Oh, yeah? If you did that, how would that be set up?
I guess you could just call it...
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Slip your caddy an extra $20 bill so that he'll wear a mask in which he only has half a face. Slip him another $20 bill to just stare down your opponent and get closer and closer. Wonder who's going to win this match.
This has been
Clown's Golf Tips.
I guess that would work.
Can we organize a golf outing where each of us independently chooses one of Cloud's golf tips to try?
Yeah, there's a lot of deaths.
Most of them is imagine that your enemy is the golf ball.
Yeah.
Well, I'm imagining.
You gotta have similar. I mean, we've been doing Cloud's golf tips for God. It seems like it's been a year.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a lot
Cloud's
of golf tips.
Yeah.
Well, folks,
name on the map.
We are getting close to the end of the podcast, but as you know, and as mentioned before, this podcast is gonna hit the airwaves on iTunes and Octavarius.com on Friday, which means you're likely listening to this that day, Friday, May 1st. Which means we have some special birthday announcements for our super fans.
June 1st.
You're right. I'm on the wrong Wikipedia page.
Well then, happy birthday, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, wow. William S. Knowles, American chemist.
Happy birthday, Alanis Morissette, number 37.
Wow.
She all knows.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Morgan Freeman, American actor.
Thank you.
Hmm. Happy birthday, Heidi Klum, German supermodel.
Happy birthday, Ronnie Wood, guitarist for the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's a good one. Happy birthday, Danny Zavatsatsky, member of California boy band No Authority. Just plug the shit out of them.
Happy birthday, Oliver Tielemans, Dutch racing driver.
And happy birthday to Brigham Young, an American religious leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of Steve Young.
Yeah.
Also, Lucille Ball.
What?
That's like, whoa.
Wow.
Ooh, happy birthday, Pat Boone.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, happy birthday. And
while there's so many people being born, how do we control the population in this world? Do people die?
Sometimes, Keith, that does mean people do indeed have to die. So, to the family and friends of Helen Keller.
Oh, you took mine, you bastard.
I'm sorry for your loss.
And to the remaining family members of Paula Hitler, sister of Adolf Hitler.
Can't keep my shit through that.
Burn in hell.
we know she could have been nice.
She was probably.
Her right now,
she died in 1960. She probably didn't have many.
No, she was a Nazi.
She didn't
her
have
brother
many.
Brother was Adolf Hitler.
It's not genetic,
dude. Like, she was a Nazi though. She's like
maybe
she, like her brother.
What if she ran away and lived in Japan?
I'm arguing for the Nazi. Mark, a Jew, is arguing for Hitler.
I'm saying she was probably a monster of a person. Yes. But we don't know that.
I'm very sure she was
innocent till proven Nazi. That's the...
Well, now we'll never know.
Well, folks, we are just about done here, but we've got just enough time to get a couple more words out in a segment that we like to call Nick Mikula's
Seven Words of Wisdom.
Dude, Paula Hitler is disgusting. Like, just look.
This has been Nick Mikula's seven words
of wisdom.
In the chat room,
Wait. Like, look, the Hitlers ain't known for their looks.
Like, did you look her up?
I just on my phone. Wait, it's just looks like a freak.
Well, I guess Google Images.
She found Paula received financial support from her brother, which continued until his suicide, but lived under the assumed family name Wolf at Hitler's request.
Ooh!
It doesn't say if she was a Nazi or not.
Dude, she's a Nazi, man.
She was probably a Nazi.
There's some evidence shared. Yeah, she's a Nazi.
Proven. Okay.
All right, we are out of time, but before we go, RJ, thank you so much for being with us on the podcast.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I hope you had fun. I thought this was a lovely little discussion.
Have anything to plug?
Nope.
Cool.
With RJ.
Well, one last announcement, a reminder, we are back with our Octavarius comedy sports show every Sunday starting June 10th.
Open run, baby.
And that address is 929 West Belmont in sunny Chicago, Illinois.
I'm very excited.
So be sure to check that out. We are absolutely thrilled to be back.
Do we know what we're going to do for the discount?
The discount.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
That's a great question.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Tune in next week.
Until,
put it on Facebook.
Until then, everyone, thanks for listening. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye,
everyone.
Bye. Octavarius.com.
We'll run for your lives. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.